It's my duty to chair this meeting today, and I'd like to make a couple of comments before we start the formal proceedings. Firstly, I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet, the Gadigal people, and pay respects to their elders, past and present, and also to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are here today. I'd also like to comment on the recent horrific events in the Middle East and to express my revulsion and that of, I think, all civilized people at the unspeakable acts of barbarism and savagery that has been perpetrated by Islamic terrorists on innocent people in Israel in recent days. I'd also note, as I came across the Harbour Bridge, that our flags are at half-mast today because we meet on the 21st anniversary of the terrorist attack in Bali, which claimed the lives of 202 young Australians back in that terrible event. Let us all hope that the world can find both the will and wisdom to end such senseless atrocities. So, it's now 10 o'clock, and it's time to begin our formal proceedings. Thank you for attending this scheme meeting of shareholders of United Malt, at which shareholders will vote on the proposed members' scheme of arrangement. If this scheme is approved and implemented, all of the ordinary shares of our company will be acquired by Maltiers Soufflet, a French company, an international malt company incorporated in France, as described in detail in the scheme booklet dated the 7th of September 2023, the booklet which was duly dispatched to all shareholders before this scheme meeting. During this course of my remarks, I'll refer to the proposed scheme of arrangement as the scheme. Today's meeting will be held as a hybrid meeting with attendees in person and online. The online scheme meeting platform will enable shareholders and duly appointed proxies, advisors, and corporate representatives of shareholders who are attending the meeting virtually to view the meeting and ask questions and to vote in real time, regardless of their location. Now, I'll provide some explanation on the processes and procedures for asking questions and voting shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, there's quite a bit of formal process associated with this meeting, which I must lead you through before we get to the substantive agenda item, so please bear with me. The company secretary has informed me that we have a quorum for this meeting, so I declare the scheme meeting open. I'd like now to introduce the members of the United Malt Board who are present at this meeting, either in person or virtually. They are firstly Mark Palmquist, our Managing Director and Chief Executive. Sitting next to him is Christine Feltmanis, an independent non-executive director who joined the board only on the 1st of January this year and has had, therefore, rather an exciting early 10 months as a director of the company. Attending virtually, we have Gary Myers, an independent non-executive director based in the United States, Mary Clark, another independent non-executive director, who is on the east coast of the United States, Pat Bowe, independent non-executive director, and Terry Williamson, who is another local director but is at the moment in Western Australia and unable to attend in person. Also in attendance today is our company secretary, Lisa Jones, who you see at the front table. The notice of scheme meeting was an attachment to the scheme booklet, which was dispatched on the 12th of September this year. The notice of scheme meeting was given in accordance with the orders made by the Federal Court of Australia on the 7th of September this year. So unless there are any objections, I'll take the notice of scheme meeting as read. Before we conduct the formal vote on the scheme resolution, I'll provide you with an overview of the scheme and the purposes of this meeting, a summary of the key reasons why the United Malt directors recommend the acceptance of this scheme, and also I will summarise the views of the independent expert. I will also summarise the status of the conditions precedent to the scheme becoming effective and the indicative timetable for implementation of the scheme. And lastly, I'll explain the voting procedure that will apply, and we will show a summary of the proxies votes that have been received by the due cut-off date. The purpose of the scheme meeting, as I've said, is for shareholders to consider and vote on the scheme. If the scheme is approved by the requisite majorities of our shareholders today and is subsequently implemented, shareholders will receive a consideration under the scheme of $5 in cash for each share they held on the record date in respect of the scheme. The notice of scheme meeting and Link's scheme meeting online guide, both of which are attached to the scheme booklet, provide shareholders with the information they need on how to participate and ask questions at this meeting. Shareholders and their duly appointed proxies attending in person or online can ask questions during the meeting on the scheme and the scheme resolution. If you are attending the scheme meeting online, questions can be submitted through the online scheme meeting platform at any time from now. To ask a question, click on the Ask a Question button on the web page, and once you have typed your question, please remember to click the Submit Question button. Shareholders attending in person will have an opportunity to ask questions during the course of the meeting. Please note that questions, if they are extensive, may have to be modified to avoid repetition, and if they're particularly lengthy, we'll try to summarise them effectively in the interest of time. I may take a question on notice if necessary. I encourage you to submit your questions as soon as possible. I'll open the scheme meeting to questions before voting on the resolution. I'll now summarise the voting procedures that will apply to this meeting. The only item of business for this meeting is the scheme resolution, which is set out in full in the notice of meeting for this scheme meeting. Voting on the scheme resolution will be conducted by way of a poll. The Federal Court has ordered that, for the purposes of determining the eligibility and entitlement to vote at this scheme meeting, United Malt shares will be taken to be held by the persons who were registered shareholders at 10 a.m. Sydney time on Tuesday the 10th of October, that is this week. Eligible shareholders and duly appointed proxies, attorneys and corporate representatives of eligible shareholders are entitled to vote on the scheme resolution. If you're attending the scheme this meeting in person and are eligible to vote at the meeting, you will be issued, or will have been issued, with a yellow polling card when you registered for the meeting. Shareholders and duly appointed proxies who have undirected or open proxy votes will need to mark a box beside the scheme resolution on the polling card to indicate how they wish to cast their vote, either for, against, or abstain. When you have completed the polling card, please place it in the ballot box to ensure that all votes are counted. Those votes will not be counted unless they are placed in the ballot box. The ballot box is over here. If you are a duly appointed proxy of an eligible shareholder and only have directed votes, as shown on the summary of the votes attached to your yellow polling card, you do not need to do anything other than place your polling card in the ballot box. If there's anyone here present who believes that they're entitled to vote on the scheme resolution but does not have a yellow card, please raise your hand now and a member of Link will assist you. I don't see any hands. Now, if you are voting online and eligible to vote at this meeting, to register the vote, you click the Get a Voting Card button. After entering your shareholder or proxy details, your voting card will appear with the scheme resolution and present you with an applicable voting options. Please select how you wish to vote for these options, or for, against, or abstain, to cast your vote on the scheme resolution. You may submit a full or partial vote. To submit your vote, click Submit Vote or Submit Partial Vote, and you will be able to change your vote until I declare the poll on the scheme closed. Kristen O'Hara from our share register, Link, will act as the returning officer for the purpose of conducting and determining the results of this poll. I now declare the poll on the scheme resolution open, so if you can vote at any time from now until the poll closes, please do so. I'll provide a three-minute warning before closing the meeting after the formal presentations and procedures. Now, I will provide a little context here on the board's decision to recommend to shareholders that they vote in favour of this scheme. The board considered potential control transactions in respect of United Malt with third parties other than Maltiers Soufflé, and also alternative options for our business to deliver value to shareholders, including continuing to implement our strategy and deliver on growth opportunities as a standalone ASX-listed company. Following careful consideration of these alternatives, however, the directors unanimously concluded that the scheme is the most attractive option for shareholders, that the benefits of the scheme outweigh the potential disadvantages and risks, and that the scheme consideration adequately recognises the value of both our existing business assets and also the expected near-term earnings improvements, which we have foreshadowed to the market, but also our future growth opportunities. The scheme consideration of $5 a share represents an equity value of approximately 1.5 billion Australian dollars and is a 45.3% premium to the closing share price of $3.44 as at the 24th of March of this year, being the last day on which our shares traded on the ASX before we announced that we had received the indicative proposal and before we had entered into the process and exclusivity deed with Maltiers Soufflé. Accordingly, as set out in the scheme booklet, the directors unanimously recommend that shareholders vote in favour of the scheme in the absence of a superior proposal and subject to the independent expert continuing to conclude that the scheme is in the best interest of shareholders. Subject to the same qualifications, each director who holds shares intends to vote all shares that he or she holds or controls in favour of the scheme resolution. I can confirm at this time that no superior proposal has been received since we announced that we'd entered into the scheme implementation deed, and your directors are not aware of any superior proposal that is likely to emerge. Your board has identified reasons why United Malt shareholders may wish to vote in favour of the scheme and also reasons you may wish to vote against the scheme, and these have been set out in detail in the scheme booklet. Your board appointed Kroll Australia Proprietary Limited as the independent expert to assess the merits of this scheme. The independent expert has concluded that the scheme is fair and reasonable and in the best interests of United Malt shareholders in the absence of a superior proposal. The independent expert has assessed the value of a United Malt share on a 100% controlling interest basis to be in the range of $4.28 to $5.17. The scheme consideration that United Malt shareholders will receive if the scheme is implemented is $5 a share, which is at the upper end of that range. The independent expert's full commentary in relation to the scheme is contained in the independent expert's report, which is included in the scheme booklet. Yesterday, United Malt announced to the ASX that the outstanding regulatory approval from the Foreign Investment Review Board of Australia has now been received, but the approval from the Anti-Monopoly Committee of Ukraine, the AMCU, has not been received at this point of time. So at the time of this meeting, implementation of the scheme remains subject to the satisfaction or waiver of the following conditions precedent: the approval of the scheme by the requisite majority of shareholders, which is why we're here holding the meeting today; the approval of the scheme by the Federal Court, which will be sought following this meeting if shareholders approve the scheme by the requisite majorities; and the orders of the Federal Court approving the scheme subsequently being lodged with ASIC. The next condition is the approval of the antitrust clearance from the Ukrainian authority. The notices and positions of the applicable competitive regulators received by Malt Soufflé and United Malt in relation to clearance and approval of the scheme not being rescinded or amended. And finally, all other ordinary conditions precedent, which are described in detail in the scheme booklet. Regarding the outstanding Ukrainian antitrust clearance, the AMCU, the relevant authority, is expected to make a decision as to whether to provide Ukrainian antitrust clearance or to open a phase two review of the transaction on or before the 19th of October, this year, Central European time. So as at the time of this scheme meeting, your directors are not aware of any circumstances which would cause any of the outstanding conditions precedent not to be satisfied, including the approval from the Ukrainian authorities. If the scheme is approved by the requisite majorities of shareholders at today's meeting and all other relevant conditions precedent of the scheme have been satisfied, the next key date under the current indicated timetable for implementation of the scheme is as follows. We will apply to the Federal Court for orders approving the scheme at the second court hearing, which is currently scheduled for Monday, the 16th of October. If the court makes those orders, we propose to lodge an office copy of the orders of the court with the Australian Securities Investment Commission on Tuesday, the 17th of October, at which time the scheme will become legally effective under the Corporations Act. We will apply for official quotation of and trading in United Malt shares on the ASX to be suspended from the close of trading on Tuesday, the 17th of October. The record date in respect of the scheme is expected to be 7 p.m. Sydney time on Thursday, the 19th of October. All shareholders will be entitled to receive the scheme consideration of $5 for each share held on that record date in respect of the scheme. If a shareholder sells their shares before the record date in respect of the scheme, they will not be entitled to receive the scheme consideration. And lastly, the scheme is expected to be implemented on Wednesday, the 15th of November 2023, which is when the scheme consideration is expected to be sent to shareholders who hold shares on the record date. However, as we have indicated, if the decision of the Ukrainian Anti-Monopoly Commission has not been received, and therefore the relevant condition precedent of the scheme has not been satisfied or waived at the conclusion of today's meeting, we intend to approach the court and request that the second court hearing be postponed to a later date. The date at which the second court hearing will be postponed in these circumstances is to be determined and will be subject to the availability of the court, but we currently expect that in these circumstances the second court hearing will occur no later than the week commencing Monday, the 23rd of October. Maltier Soufflé has advised us that if the second court hearing were to be postponed to a date in that week, the court approves the scheme at that hearing, Maltier Soufflé will consent to the scheme implementation date remaining Wednesday, the 15th of November, for the purposes of the scheme implementation deed. I note that these dates are indicative only and are subject to change, including as a result of the court approval process. Now, with all of that preamble, we will now move to the formal business of this scheme meeting. As I noted earlier, the only item of business is the scheme resolution. The scheme resolution is set out in the notice of this scheme meeting and is a resolution in accordance with Section 4.11 of the Corporations Act, and it is set out there on the slide on the screen, and I won't read it to us. In accordance with the Corporation Act, the scheme resolution must be approved by, firstly, a majority in number, being more than 50%, of shareholders present and voting either in person, by proxy or attorney, or in the case of a corporate holder, by duly appointed corporate representatives at this scheme meeting, and secondly, at least 75% of votes cast by shareholders on the scheme resolution. As described in the scheme booklet and the notice of this meeting, voting on the scheme will be conducted by way of a poll. As stated again in the booklet, in my capacity as chairman of this meeting, I intend to vote all undirected and other available proxies in favour of the scheme resolution. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the valid proxy votes received in respect of the resolution are now displayed on the screen, as follows. You will see that 173, nearly 174 million votes were cast in favor of the scheme resolution from over 700 shareholders. 900 and some thousand undirected votes on the scheme resolution from 192 shareholders were directed to me, and I will vote those in favour of the scheme resolution. Some 1.3 million or so votes were cast against the resolution by 118 shareholders. A further 11 shareholders, representing about 168,000 shares, submitted valid proxies but abstained from voting on the scheme resolution, and accordingly, those votes are not counted when determining whether the scheme resolution has been approved by the requisite majorities. So I'd like to take this opportunity now, as you can see from those proxy votes, this scheme has been overwhelmingly supported by the great majority of shareholders, and subject to any voting today that might, but is unlikely, I think, to change those outcomes. We clearly have the two requisite majorities will be met. So I'd like to take this opportunity now to see if any shareholders have any questions regarding the scheme resolution. So firstly, is there anyone in the room who'd like to ask a question about this resolution? I'll turn to our company secretary then and see, are there any online questions?
No, we don't.
None at all. Once again, is there anyone at all who'd like to ask any questions? All right, well, thank you. It looks like there are no questions. So I'll now ask shareholders and their duly appointed proxies to cast their vote on the resolution, if you haven't already done so, and I'll be closing the voting shortly. I'll give you a few moments to fill out your cards. And are you going to walk around with the ballot box? Why don't you do that now so we can collect up any votes that are here. Any more? It might be some up the front. Yeah. Up here a few. That one there? Just give another couple of minutes in case there are people online who have yet to lodge. Enough time. Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the poll on the scheme resolution closed. So Link can now go and tally the final numbers. We will announce the results of the poll on the scheme resolution to the ASX through the market announcement platform after the scheme meeting closes, and as soon as those final votes have been counted, any online votes as well. A copy of the announcement will be made available on our website as well. But as you can see from those overwhelming votes in favour of the scheme, it is very clear that this is fully supported by a great majority of our shareholders, and accordingly will be approved by the requisite majorities. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the formal business of this scheme meeting. But I'd like to say a couple of things before I formally close the meeting. Firstly, thank you for your attendance today. In all likelihood, this will be the last meeting of United Malt shareholders as a company, because we will delist upon completion of the scheme that we have, for all intents and purposes, approved here today. In many ways, it's a bittersweet occasion for those of us who've worked on the company, not only as since we listed as a separate company in March of 2020, but also those who were involved in acquiring and running this business when it was part of GrainCorp prior to the demerger. It means that an Australian-listed company will disappear from the Australian boards and become part of a larger global malting enterprise. This transaction will, however, we believe, have long-term benefits for our customers, for our suppliers, and for our employees, many of whom will find exciting and larger career opportunities in the wider group of which we'll become a part. But I wanted to thank all of them, particularly our executives who may be online or are here today, for their hard work in I think creating the value of this company, which will now shared by the shareholders of the company as a result of this transaction. I'd also like to thank our shareholders for their support over the years, and of course today as well. Since we listed in March 2020, there have been a lot of challenging developments for the company over that period, and we've had strong support from our shareholders for the way the business has been operated and run. And lastly, I'd like to thank my board colleagues who I believe have served our shareholders very well and our people well over the past 3 years since we delisted, including those who've joined the board more recently. Well, that concludes the business of this meeting, and I will now declare the meeting closed and invite those of you who can and would like to stay and enjoy a refreshment with us in the foyer. Thank you.